I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We start in Ukraine today with updates from the front lines. And the love of Christ shines brightly amid ever-growing darkness in Haiti. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Ukrainian forces have broken through Russian lines in a sudden counteroffensive. They've retaken almost the entire northeast Kharkiv region, including the city of Izum. Forces made advances in the south as well, hoping to retake the city of Kherson and even the Crimea Peninsula. Steve Martin says Wycliffe Bible Associates translation teams remain active despite the fighting.
The goal, and that is to be able to see translation projects started. So praying that they'll be able to maneuver around in a safe way in an unsafe world that they live in currently is a major prayer request. Second one would be that they would not grow weary in that.
Wycliffe Associates created the Emergency 911 Fund to help Bible translators in time of disaster.
So in this particular situation, we needed to act quite quickly as we began to assist those that were either in Ukraine or already out of Ukraine and helping them get set up so that they could stay in safe locations and get family members to those locations as well. People who have a generous heart to minister to those who have things that happen that are unplanned, they give money to this 9/11 fund, and that keeps us prepared.
Please pray for peace to come in Ukraine and contribute to the 911 fund. Learn more at missionnews.org. In the Great Commission, Jesus commanded his disciples to spread his story around the world. Many people today haven't yet heard the news, but many North American churches don't talk much about this. Steve Johnson, Executive Director of the Alliance for the Unreached.
I think one of the things that happened goes back all the way to the tragic events of 9/11. And I think one of the things that happened, even subconsciously within the church, is that we began to view the unreached as the enemy, as the bad people. But ultimately, the unreached are people that need Jesus. That's what's going to change their heart.
Other churches have become entangled in local culture wars, seeing their neighbors as enemies. Johnson says believers need to renew a global perspective about their faith.
When you think about the Third of Us campaign, that really is a staggering number. Think that a third of the world's population hasn't yet heard the gospel, but we're only going to be able to turn that around if everybody does their part. And some are supposed to go, some are supposed to send, some are supposed to give, some are supposed to pray. Because when we all work together, that's when the task becomes doable.
The Alliance exists to move people from understanding the issue to being passionate about it and getting involved. Learn more at missionnews.org. And across Haiti, protests have erupted demanding the removal of current Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Haitians grow desperate as gang violence ravages the country. Travel remains difficult due to the constant fighting, and prices for food and fuel have sharply increased. The inflation rate has reached 30%. Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love.
Very expensive costs of living now because they import so much stuff here. And as our prices go up, theirs go up plus the cargo. And because of the restlessness, they're keeping the kids home from school, keep them safe in the streets. And that is usually just Port-au-Prince. But this time, it's Cap-Haitien as well. It's pretty much countrywide.
With violence and protests in the street, DeHart says burn injuries have become more common. In their Cap-Haitien burn clinic, they treat people's injuries and also share the story of Jesus.
Pray with them. Bandage them, let them know that no matter what's going on out there, God is still with them. That's about all you can do because it is so unpredictable.
Please pray that gang violence in Haiti would dissolve, leaving families and communities to live in peace. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today, but look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.